Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. My name is Peter Mingles. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, I'm going to go kind of quick because we have a great radio show ahead of us, as per George Madu. George Madu is usually in Florida, where he's doing the radio show with us on the stuff that he does with the Network Marketing Magazine. But he's recently joined the board of the SNA, or he's a council member and a board member, I'm not really sure, but just like I am, on the SNA, stands for the Social Networking Association. We do radio shows on this all the time, and this is one of the organizations that's really going to make a big difference in the network marketing profession, as well as affiliate programs and everything else like that. So we have a room packed with George over in California as we speak. And he's got some really important guests on our radio show. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, that's TNMM, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done with George and his other guests. But today is really something special. I'm going to kind of step out of the way, mute myself out, introduce George Madu, and let him handle the rest of the show. So, George, over to you.
Well, Peter, I appreciate that. You know, one of the things that this is the very first time in well over a year that you didn't do the normal introduction, and that normal introduction revolves around how this radio show started. And the way it started was our guest today, Doris Wood, absolutely told you to go ahead and get me onto a show, and it has been well over a year that you and I, Peter, have been doing this show based on the fact that when Doris Wood tells us to do anything, we do it. So I'm here with Doris Wood and Jim Lepkin. And Doris, welcome to my show.
Thank you, and I'm glad to see that you guys are working all of the time.
And and we're obedient.
I wish everybody in the world was that way. And I appreciate that, and we know that you guys are big jokers too, so I accept all the accolades, and I am so happy to know all of you. And you have been absolutely great as far as our organization is concerned. And the people that you're going to meet yet today have played a really vital role in that. And I'm just really pleased and proud of all of you. So, George, you know that this is a special time for me because we've talked for so many years, and I've written articles for your magazine several times.
Sure.
And one coming up for next, I have talked to you about the one that's coming out for next month, but the others I had even forgotten about. And so let's ask the questions that
sure.
you're going to ask.
Sure, yeah. I so appreciate the fact that you're giving me this time. I know that I've kind of messed up your schedule for today. You're an extremely busy person, and so you're going to be leaving us in about 10 minutes. So I just wanted, before you left, to have the opportunity to interview you just a little bit. And one of the first things that I wanted to ask you is that you have seen so much in the network marketing industry.
Wow.
Not only here in the United States, but worldwide. Tell me, how long have you been involved in this industry?
I started in 1957, and I think that's 61 years.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. Goodness gracious. And
no, it was 62 years now. Mm-hmm. 62 years.
That's incredible. So that's the reason why I was so excited when I had an opportunity to be here in Southern California, that there is no way that I was not going to miss coming to visit with you. So tell me, you started an organization, the MLMIA, and this has been an organization that has helped the network marketing industry immensely. Again, not just here in this country, but around the world. Tell me, when did you start that, and why did you start it?
Started in 1985, and one of my first trips was to England to establish a chapter there. And although I didn't recognize a lot of it, one of the people that was very instrumental in that has been a good friend and is a partner of Jim's that you're going to talk to a little bit later. And he sat next to me at a dinner party, and I have a picture of him at that time. And his name is Ian Bratt. And it has just been a miracle that this still occurred. So as I think I've said to him, is that you better be nice to everybody all of the time, because you never know when they're going to show up in your life, even sometimes 30 years later.
Yeah.
And it's been really a grand and glorious, because there were a lot of really special people at that event in England, as there have been in many, many areas that I've been around the world.
Yeah. So
that one in Vietnam stands out in my mind.
So you've been instrumental in bringing people together here in the network marketing industry for not a lot of years, but for decades, a lot of decades. And
well, I used to give some great parties and still do.
Well, I can't
and
wait to be on the next one.
And that's where a lot of them met. But the MLMIA began in 1985. We continued until we recognized that even before we came to the realization is that Doris could not do this forever, and that, you know, God's going to call her home sometime or other. And we began looking for someone to take over the association, and we knew that we were going to make a lot of different changes. And I went to a meeting of one of a company that was a good friend of ours. They had been on our board, so I went to the opening of their company, and the keynote speaker there was somebody that you'll all be able to talk to in a few minutes. And I knew after he had talked for a few minutes, there was something about him that just got to me, and I knew that he was a people person, and I knew that he would probably be kind to a lot of different people, even when he shouldn't be. And it just, something inside your system when you know this,
Yeah.
It isn't just this. I mean, that hasn't happened too many times in my life, but it has a couple of times. And they have remained really good friends for over 30 years or longer. And I just knew that this would be one of those type of people. And then when he came up and talked in front of me the next day and said, and I'll let him tell you what he said later on, but he said some things that a very dear friend of mine who's no longer with us, who was on our board at that time, had been his mentor and had trained him in the way when he was like 18 to 20 years old. And he was a good guy, and you just knew that he had the right training behind him, and that, and it just went on. And so eventually, Jim came to California, and I went to Florida to meet him and a couple of other places, and then he accepted the offer to be executive director of this association, with all of the rules and regulations that were put in front of him. And when you can do that, you know you got the right person. And it just has been a glorious time for me, although there's been a lot of problems since that period of time when we agreed upon this, because most of you know that I had a horrible, horrible, one of the worst strokes you could ever have, and then had some additional problems and had to have a pacemaker put in, and that has really set me back, and I think people that look at me, they say I sound the same, so it didn't hurt my faculties, but it certainly hurt me. Because I think I aged 20 years in that period of time, in those 3 months, it drained my energy. I don't have anywhere near the energy that I once had.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let me tell you something. I know you have to leave, but I am so thrilled that we've had the opportunity to chat a little bit, and I'm going to continue this conversation with Jim Lupkin, the person that you trust to hand the rein over to your organization, and we're going to talk about that. So,
but you know what? What I want to say to that is that, yes, I knew that it was right, but you can't do it just based on your own thinking. If you're leading an organization, you have to do what that organization needs and wants, not what you need and want. So it was proposed to the board, and after the board had a chance to meet Jim on several different occasions, they all agreed, and it was almost a unanimous decision that they accepted him as their new leader. And even when we made the change to change the name of the association, which we knew was needed, but it was hard to do that when you had something, you know, it's like changing your name. But it's been a blessing in many, many ways. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. And as a result, you and I had talked, and since our talk, I was blessed to join this association and to be able to become a board member. And the reason why I do that, and I don't often do that, is because I believe in your mission for all these years. And I was convinced that Jim picking up the mantle was going to end up continuing that. So that's the reason why I'm here. So thank you so much. And I appreciate you being here and on the show. And I'll be back.
Good, bring that and I'll sign it when you come back.
All right. So, well, that was pretty exciting, Jim. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is my friend Jim Lupkin. And so where we left off was Doris, at the head of the MLMIA, had brought you on.
Yes.
And you've made some needed changes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say needed is because the industry itself has changed over the decades. Right? And you bring just a great new fresh outlook and including a name change. So let's start off with the name change and the story behind that. And then just give me an idea as far as what your vision is and what people should do, what's their action step, and what is it that we on the board can do to really spread the word so that this association, which is going to end up really helping the individual networkers, and company owners and support people come together. So,
definitely. Thanks, George, for having me here today too. And it's nice to finally meet you in person, which we're getting to do today. So I think that's great. We changed the name from the MLMIA to the Social Networking Association, so that we can have a more modern day word in 2020 when all this happened. And social networking, if you Google it, you'll see that all the social media websites that you're familiar with are called social networking sites, like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. They're all called social networking sites. And social networking, essentially, for a personal level, is you connecting with friends through the computer and keeping that friendship intact. It's you meeting new friends and keeping that friendship intact. And then it's also the same for business. So it was only appropriate that when you look at network marketing, majority, and I never like to use absolutes, so I'll say majority of all the successful distributors around the world today use social media for their businesses. And the biggest success stories I've seen in the last 25 years have happened over the last 5 to 7 years in terms of growth. I've never seen people build teams and downlines and customer bases as big as I've seen in the last 7 or 8 years with so little experience in the industry. They're eclipsing what the legends have built, and they're nowhere near their skill sets. And that just shows you the power of social media. So it was only appropriate because social media has disrupted network marketing so much that we had to keep the name associated around social media. So Social Networking Association, that's the purpose. The short version of the vision is we want to create change in the industry. We want to take network marketing where it is today and take it to a point where it's widely accepted and that people appreciate it when they hear it. And you can do that with social media now. So it's to bring in all the companies, all the support companies, all the distributors underneath one roof in this association where we solve all the problems of the industry instead of companies trying to figure out things by themselves, instead of distributors trying to figure out things by themselves with just their own team. If they all come together, problems are easily solved because we're taking the collective intelligence of everybody. If we stay separated and stay within our own companies, people will continue to struggle. So it's bringing everyone together to make this industry beautiful. If you look at any reputable industry out there, any reputable industry, they all have a real association behind them. And they have that association to ensure that that association is growing and thriving. And this industry has yet to have, with the MLMIA for the last 35 years, but outside of that, I don't know of an association that has all the companies, all the support companies, and all the distributors together. You really need that to be a true association, I think, for this particular industry. So that's the vision. What could people be doing to, you know, help make this happen? We're actually laying out a very thorough game plan that we're going to be releasing on our next board call on Thursday on what to do. But for this particular segment that we're doing right now, we use social media to grow it. So we have a Facebook group called the Social Networking Association. We have almost 700 people in it in just the last 2.5 weeks. That's growth, and we've barely gotten started. I mean, we're hardly even promoting it. And so if you're listening to this right now and you're feeling motivated and inspired, go on Facebook, type in Social Networking Association. You'll see a group and a business page. Join both. But when you join the Facebook group, jump in, have conversation, click the invite button, invite the top 50 Facebook friends you have that you think need to be part of this because they're influential, they're on your team, or you think they just need help. And everyone you invite, tell them to do the same thing. And that is the best thing that everyone can do right now, is that specific step, because it's so easy. You do it from your phone. It takes 6 minutes.
So that's awesome. You know, when we met and I got to know a little bit about you, I was intrigued. I haven't been in the industry as long as Doris, but she's been in the industry, I think, 3 or 4 years after I was born, and that's a long time ago. But what I liked is your story, and that's what we have, is stories. Mm-hmm. And what you said about the new social networkers, distributors, all right, it's amazing. We've seen guys that have been in the industry a long time, like I have, that have gotten to big levels in the in their organization, big money earners, right, that have taken 10, 15, 20 years to get there. And I don't have to tell you, we're seeing that in the younger social networkers getting there in 2 years, sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more, but it's mind-boggling. And so I agree with you. The Network Marketing Magazine is an organization that, like the SNA, that, you know, we're here to support the members of this industry. But the members of this industry that we want to support are what we've coined the term the 27 percenters, the 27 percenters that really want to, I mean, they want to succeed, and they're willing to do the work necessary to find out what it is that they have to do. When I met you and I heard your vision and what you're doing and everything else, the fact that in high school you started in network marketing, that was awesome. Back then, social media was just starting. You jumped on it. You've had great mentors. You've had mentors that have written for the magazine, all right? So it really, our relationship has really come full circle, and it is. It's exciting to me, not only to be with Doris and the first time I've met her face-to-face, but the same thing with you. So the thing is that we're on a mission, and this is the reason why I got really excited about joining this organization and becoming a board member, because we need to take back the industry. We need to take back the industry from the scam artists, the hype people, and we need to be teaching and promoting the wisdom of the ages, like Doris Wood, like so many others, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar. Right? As a matter of fact, March 2020 issue is about learning from the wisdom of the ages. The cover has Doris on it, has Zig on it, has Jim Rohn on it, has Dennis Waitley on it, Tom Big Al Strider.
You know, what you're saying right now, I had a meeting this morning with a group in South Africa, and it was 103 people were on this Zoom call, and they're all in South Africa, and they're all excited about learning social media. So we're having this conversation, and we're talking to them about the association as well, and we brought up personal development. And this, to me, reminds me of what you're talking about with your issue with Wisdom of the Ages. And I shared with people, I go, you know, in my first 4 years of being in network marketing in the 90s, I kept on being told personal development. Young kid version of me says, I don't need that. I just need the tools to build a business. And the people in that company said, I will give you the tools, but you won't use them, and you're going to think nothing works. I go, that's not true. Give me the tools. They gave me the tools. I still did not produce. And I thought there was something wrong with the company, something wrong with something that wasn't me. And what I've learned over time, and this is what I was sharing with the group in South Africa, is you can be giving all the golden nuggets on how to grow your business on social media. You can be given all the tools. Unless you really take personal development serious, you're not going to apply the energy and force that it's going to take to make these tools work. So the Wisdom of the Ages and that article, or the month when you're coming out with all that,
Yeah. That's
powerful. And it's so important. And personal development, there's obviously a large group of people that get it. But the group of people that struggle, almost like 99% of the time, I can look at them and I can point out something that has to do with personal development is why they're struggling.
Right.
And when you look at personal development, and like with Doris writing articles and Jim Rohn and all these people, when you hear this stuff, at least for me, I always think, oh, yeah, that's common sense. everything's common sense when you actually hear it, but until you apply it, it means nothing. So when you, and everyone that's listening to this, when you read Wisdom of the Ages, which I would definitely suggest you do, and you get all these golden nuggets from these different people and these articles that, that George put together, read it. You're going to say, yeah, common sense, I get it, and I'm just telling you how I was. Don't do that, though. Read it and then actually apply it for the next couple days and actually see an action. And when that does, it becomes real. You'll actually continue doing it, which means you'll have breakthrough. Don't take anything for granted or that it's really easy. Really apply it, because without the personal development, you will always struggle using any tools in network marketing or life.
So, you know, one of the things, one of the articles is an article by Doris Wood. It's a classic. It's a classic. Unfortunately, two of the articles, one was Jim Rohn Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar. These two guys were in the top three most prolific contributors to the magazine. Unfortunately, they're not around anymore. So we brought back two articles that fit that profile of Wisdom of the Ages. We brought back two articles that were classics, right? Just like you're saying, Jim, read those articles. Read the article from this woman, Doris Wood. My article this month is about Wisdom of the Ages and a program that we did a beta test last year on. It's called the 27% of Success System. We're launching that program this coming month. We're bringing it back strong as can be, and it revolves around exactly what you're saying. It's personal development, but it's personal development walking down a sequential pathway in bite-sized pieces over a period of time, because you don't become a superstar in a long weekend, right? It's got to be, you know, the way the brain works is that sequential, life-changing, mind-changing
process. Can I give you an example?
Sure.
So in my early days doing personal development, I was taught this whole idea of fear of rejection. And when you read it, makes sense. You don't like to be rejected. Yeah, common sense. I get it. But what I did was I put it into play so I can feel it. So I stood out in my high school. I wanted to share the business with my economics teacher. School's over, 3:00. I'm standing out in the locker room area. It took me 20, 30 minutes to go in. I'm sweating, nervous, butterflies. So nervous to walk in and ask him if he would look at it. I had a whole bundle out of VHS tape, a bunch of materials, the whole thing. After 20, 25 minutes, I finally went in, and I walked in, and I go, Mr. Ch, and I just put it down. I go, would you take a look at this and tell me what you think? And I talked really fast. He goes, yeah, sure, and I went out right away. I was so nervous to talk to him. When I walked out, I felt like 1,000,000 pounds was lifted off of me. I'm like, wow, that wasn't so bad. That was probably my eye-opener to fear of rejection. So I read about it. I knew I had it. But until I actually went and did it and followed what they said to overcome it, it wouldn't have been real to me. And I still would have had fear of rejection for the next 6 months. But I followed what I learned. I overcame it. And then I wasn't afraid to talk to anybody. I would talk to somebody walking out of a grocery store. I walk up to somebody driving a nice car at the gas station, and I walk up to them while they're pumping gas, no fear at all.
Yeah.
I could never do that before. That's an example of my own self of, put the personal development into live action in your business so you can really feel it, because you need to have that growth as a person.
Yeah. Well, good friend of mine, Bill Gove, he passed away a few years back, and he is probably the premier speech coach in the world, mm-hmm. All right? And he used to say, when you go to a eulogy, when you go to a funeral, you, if given a choice, most of you would prefer to be in the casket rather than giving the eulogy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what you just said is, by getting it out, by doing it, weight was lifted off. And you did it again and again. And now you're just like, I can wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and scream, I want you to tell me about SNA, right? And you'll be bang, 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 bang. And that's what happens. You get accustomed. And one of the things I have to guarantee to those who are listening to this is there is no documented example of anybody passing away as a result of rejection here in network marketing.
Everyone has lived.
No, everybody.
You might feel like you're dying in that moment,
right.
I did,
yeah.
But you'll be fine.
So I'm thrilled about being here. We're going to have another show like this when I come back for a board meeting, and we'll do this again. But I really appreciate you being on. I would suggest that the listeners go back and listen to the week before's interview where Jim and I really go into some details with the organization. And I gotta thank you for being a part of this. So I appreciate you, Jim, and good luck. You got a big task, but the right person is in charge of that big task. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, George. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
We'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.